Welcome back to Us and Tomorrow. I am your host, Belinda Chen, and today we are talking about brain-computer interface. And honestly, it's so mind-blowing that it still feels like science fiction to me sometimes. Picture this. You are sitting at your computer, but instead of using a mouse, you are just thinking about where you want the cursor to go. And boom, it moves. Or imagine someone who's been paralyzed for years suddenly controlling a robotic arm just with their thoughts. That's not some distant future we are talking about. That's happening right now, today. So what exactly is a brain-computer interface? Well, it's pretty much what it sounds like. You've got your brain talking directly to a computer or device, no hands required. Here's the thing about your brain. It's basically this incredible electrical storm happening 24/7. Every time you think about moving your hand or remember what you had for breakfast or even just daydream, your neurons are firing off these electrical signals. BCIs are basically eavesdropping on that conversation. Some of these systems use electrodes on your scalp, kind of like a really high-tech swimming cap. Others get a bit more invasive and actually put tiny sensors right into your brain tissue. Then you've got these crazy smart algorithms that learn to decode what all these electrical signals mean. It's like having a translator that figures out your brain's language. Okay, so you've probably heard of Neuralink, right? Elon Musk's brain chip company. They've been making headlines because they've actually got people with these ultra-thin electrode arrays into their brains. And these folks are playing video games and controlling computers just by thinking about it. I mean, that's insane, right? But here's what really gets me excited. The medical side of this. We're seeing stroke patients who couldn't speak suddenly able to communicate again. People who've been paralyzed for years are controlling robotic arms so precisely they can pick up a cup of coffee. There was this one guy with ALS who lost the ability to speak or move, but through a BCI, he could still talk to his family. I'm not gonna lie. That stuff makes me tear up a little. And it's not just invasive stuff. There are companies working on systems that don't require surgery at all. They're getting pretty good at reading brain signals from outside your skull, which opens this up to way more people. Now, before we get too carried away with the cool factor, we've got to talk about the elephant in the room. If a device can read your brain signals, what does that mean for your privacy? I mean, your thoughts are supposed to be yours, right? And then there's this whole question about where we draw the line. Using BCIs to help paralyzed people walk again? Absolutely, no brainer. But what about using them to give perfectly healthy people superhuman memory or intelligence? That gets complicated fast. Are we talking about creating a world where only rich people can afford to upgrade their brains? Plus, let's be real. We're talking about brain surgery in a lot of cases. That's serious stuff with real risks. Though companies like Synchron are working on ways to get these devices in through your blood vessels instead of cracking open your skull, which is pretty clever. So what's next? In the short term, we're going to see these medical applications get way better. Think prosthetic limbs that you can actually feel with. Better treatments for depression, new ways for people with neurological conditions to communicate. But the really wild stuff, some researchers think we might eventually have BCIs that can enhance our thinking or even let us communicate brain to brain. Imagine sending a thought directly to a friend's mind. I know. It sounds crazy. The AI angle is particularly fascinating. As AI gets smarter, these systems could become like super-powered assistants living in our heads, helping us process information and think through problems in ways we can't even imagine yet. So, brain-computer interfaces are reshaping what it means to be human in the digital age. We are literally breaking down the barriers between our minds and machines. It's exciting, it's a little scary, and it's absolutely fascinating. The decisions we make now about how to develop this technology are going to shape the future for everyone. But one thing's for sure, we're living through a pretty incredible moment in human history. Thank you for listening to this episode today on Us and Tomorrow. If this blew your mind even half as much as it blew mine, follow and share this with someone who loves crazy future tech. Until next time, keep wondering what's possible.